Gina Whitehead, G-I-N-A Whitehead, W-H-I-T-H-E-A-D, 22305. Miss Whitehead is a today's 9-5. She's a 19-year-old young lady who comes in today with multiple problems, including possible STD, symptoms of vaginitis, positive symptoms of vaginal yeast infection, some pelvic discomfort because of that. She just went through a breakup with her boyfriend. He has another girlfriend and got her pregnant already, and she's concerned that she may have been exposed to STD, period. In a paragraph, she's also lost about 8 pounds. She says she doesn't have any issues with depression, doesn't want to hurt herself, but she has been upset about the breakup. She also has thyroid issues and has a strong family history of hyperthyroidism. She feels anxious from time to time. She has sweating in her hands and tachycardia, which makes me concerned for having developed hyperthyroidism. At one time, her TSH was 5, and she was placed on Synthroid a couple of years ago, but she has not taken any medication, which could be consistent with Hashimoto thyroiditis, as a matter of fact, period. In a paragraph, family history, hyperthyroidism. She looks debilitated, she looks weak, she looks anemic. She's been having abnormal periods. Last period was last month, period. Today, her urinalysis shows... Do you have her UA, ma'am? Is that her UA? Her UA shows positive bilirubin, high specific gravity of 1030, negative leukocytes, negative nitrates. Number one. Number two, UPT is definitely negative today. We checked that. She's getting a ton of blood work today to see what the cause of her issues and problems are, period. Medications, non-medical problems, negative. Surgical problem, negative. Last period was last month. She's never been pregnant. Definitely not suicidal. She's single. She works at Santos, S-A-N-T-O-S restaurant. COVID immunization, non-allergy, none. Family history, hyperthyroidism, otherwise non-contributory. 84 pounds, down 7 pounds from a year or two ago. 98.1. Temperature, O2 sat 99%. Pulse is 88. Respiration is 18. Blood pressure, 117 over 74. Heart positive, swan positive, two lungs are clear. Abdomen soft, next to JVD skin shows no actual mucosal tension, what's going on, focal. I got that. You can get it off. Number one, possible thyroid issues. Check TSH, free T3, free T4, since we're looking for hyperthyroidism. Number two, her thyroid actually looks normal on the ultrasound. Number three, leg pain and arm pain, no DVT or PVD. Number four, because of vertigo, we looked at a carotid ultrasound, which was within normal limits. Next number, her conjunctiva appears pale to me. Next one's put her on prenatal vitamins right away. Next one's put her on iron tablets right away. Next number is, as far as vaginitis is concerned, I'm going to give a Flagyl 250 BID, Diflucan 200 milligram once a day for 2 days. Then I'm going to send her to physical therapy because she's had some hip pain all of her life since high school, she says. And she thinks she needs to have that looked at, and we're going to get the physical therapy SAL, S-A-L, to look at that. Next one is check RPR, chlamydia, gonorrhea, HSV, because of the fact that her boyfriend broke up with her and may have gotten somebody else pregnant. Next one is check HIV. Next one is check thyroid again. Next one is check CBC. Next one is CMP. Next one is hemoglobin A1C. Next one is B12 and vitamin D. Next number of findings were all discussed with patient at length before leaving the office. Next one is she was given ample time to ask questions. Next one is order for physical therapy given. Next one is weakness. Next one is tiredness. Next number is rule out thyroid issues. Next number, not suicidal. Next number does not need any medication to deal with the breakup. Thank you.